Welcome, everybody, to the show. Glad to have you all with us today. And we're going to talk about the topic of end-time socialism. End-time socialism. You say, brilliant, what in the world are you talking about? Stay tuned. You'll see. Let me read a verse to you, or for you, in Acts chapter 2, verse 44 and 45. Let me read this. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had need. Now, the socialist crowd, who don't believe God, don't believe in God, many of them, don't really believe the Bible, they'll point to this and other places, and they'll say, there, that's socialism right there. That's everyone sharing everything. Well, that may sound good. You may think that's what this means, but that's not what this is saying at all. There was nobody forced to do this. They didn't come to your house and say, look, now that you're a believer, you got to share all your stuff. You got to put it in the stockade over here, and everybody shares it equally. That's not what happened here. This is old-fashioned Christianity. This is where Christians saw the needs of their brethren and willfully shared with them and helped them. That's Christianity. That's not socialism. Nobody put a gun to their head and said, you got to give up all your money. You got to put your money in this big bank, and we're going to split it up among everybody. That's not at all what this is talking about. Doc is in the studio. We've got some pretty alarming things to share with you today. So you'll want to get your seatbelt out and get it fastened around your waist securely, because we're going to talk about socialism right here in the good old USA. And by the way, it's nothing new about this. We've been battling and going down the road of socialism since I was a boy. And I'm talking, we're gonna share some things with you. You better maybe get a notebook and get you a pen and write a few notes down, because we're going to show you, this is really where we're headed today. We're going to show you how socialism is going to bring in the end time and bring in the Antichrist and the one world system that we talk about here so often. All right, so get ready, and we'll be right back. And until then, stand by. Hey, everybody, welcome to the program today. I hope you didn't leave after that introduction that I just gave. You got that seatbelt firmly around your waist there, tighten it up a little bit, and relax. We're going to show you listen, we're on the way out of here, Doc.
We are.
Some things have got to happen pretty rapidly if we're as close as I think we are and as you think we are. This thing about socialism, I bet you many of our listeners don't realize just how far down the road we have come in America on this thing. Listen, you hear even the good presidents, you hear them say, we've got to get jobs for our people. That's not the president's job.
No.
Government, according to our founders, was set up in this country for three reasons: to protect my person, my property, and my freedom.
Yeah.
That's the job of government, according to the founders of our nation. But we've come a long way from that.
We have. And if you would look back through, as you mentioned, even from a boy, but you look back even a little further, you look back after World War I, you begin seeing incremental little steps. And it's working. The process is an exponential explosion. In other words, it gains a little and then gets a little bigger, gains a little, gets a little bigger. But the further along it gets, the more rapid it comes and the larger it gets. And we're watching some very telltale signs in America that we are on the very edge of this.
I'll tell you one of the lights of this, one of the things that shows what we're becoming is when an emergency happens. We got this thing called FEMA now.
Yeah.
And what is that? FEMA is free stuff.
Oh, I thought it was a federal slush fund.
and we're all for helping people. But it isn't the government's job to bail out anybody.
No.
2008, they bailed out banks.
Yes.
They played Robin Hood. They robbed from the rich.
Yep.
They robbed from the federal bank.
But they actually robbed from us.
And they gave to bail something out. That's not government's job.
No.
Part of, and I used to hear this when I was younger, and I didn't fully understand it. I'm not sure I fully understand it now. The statement was this: true freedom is the ability to allow people to fail.
Sure.
You got to think about that. That's a strange statement.
When you fail, you are, that means you have an opportunity to reevaluate and put the reset button on. Because how many people have become successful? But if you look at it, they've had some resets in the past that brought them to where they are.
Yeah. How many times did Donald Trump say he filed bankruptcy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And how many sermons have we heard? What is success? It's failure plus failure plus failure plus failure. You know, and then eventually you succeed. It's don't quit. Yeah. Keep going.
But
you can't. You almost can't fail anymore.
That's what's been ingrained in wokeness in the educational system.
If you don't have money, or if your house is going to be taken, the government steps in and sends you emergency money or something.
Exactly right. But part of all of that, and this is kind of aside from what we're talking about, but true Christianity has failed,
right?
Because true Christianity has become pretty well self-centered. Rather than
But isn't it
centers.
Also true that the government is doing what the church is used to
That's
do?
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And because the government's doing it, now the churches stay out of it.
Well, not only that, but the government stepped in because the church wasn't doing it.
Right. Maybe that's true.
I'm convinced. And had they been doing it, the government would have been prevented by them from doing it. But all of it is, we need to back up a moment and realize, what is the end? Who actually runs the world? And the world is run by its father, the devil.
Yeah.
And we are getting close to the end, and he knows the prophecy that there's a point in time, because all the rest of the prophecy that Jesus gave in the beginning in Genesis 3:15 has come true. That means down the road, I'm going to get my head crushed. So he's doing everything he can while he can as the prince and power of the air and the prince of this world to do anything he can to squash true faith and real Christianity.
He's really bringing in, quote unquote, the kingdom.
Exactly right.
He's bringing in the counterfeit kingdom that Christ is getting ready to come.
And we have a huge number of folks who call themselves Christians, and I'm glad I'm not the judge as who is and isn't really born again. But we have a huge number of them that they just go right along with it. They think it's great.
Yeah. Well, let me read a couple of things. We got an article here. This is by Brother Mark Hitchcock.
Yes.
Many of our viewers have heard of him. Mm-hmm. He's written several books.
Excellent article when I came
don't know if I've
him.
Ever met him. I've done some big conferences, mm-hmm. but I don't remember if he was ever there. But he's got an article here written dated December 9th, 2025. Mm-hmm. You saw this and sent it to me. And and I read this. I said, oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I'd already been thinking of some of this.
But he sums up some things well.
Mm-hmm. Because we're going to tie this in. Some of the things we're going to bring out, maybe he didn't go that way, but he probably would agree with us. I don't know.
Oh, I'm convinced he would.
I think that a lot of the things that he's saying in here is what we're going to be saying. And he talks about socialism. Let me read a couple of lines here. We have been hearing a great deal these days about the rise of socialism in our nation, America. And around the world. Everybody knows that the seeds of socialism have always been present in our country, as they are in every country. Mm-hmm. Was it Ronald Reagan that said freedom is just one generation away? If mm-hmm. we don't, every
exactly
generation's
right.
got to fight.
We have
the battle.
To guard it.
And I think we've dropped the ball.
Yes.
I don't think, as we'll see in some quotes here, I don't think people understand what socialism is. He said, the sudden surge of socialism today is nothing short of shocking, and it carries vast significance. We have witnessed a real turnaround in America, with people increasingly moving in the direction of socialist candidates.
That's right.
Let's not forget that Bernie Sanders, the socialist, almost won the Democrat primary in 2020.
That's right.
I think he would have won. The Democrats cheated on
him. Oh, yes.
Within their own party.
They know it. They know it.
They
didn't think the world.
They made it impossible.
They didn't think
for him.
America was quite ready. But now they think we're ready for a socialist. Yes.
And now we've got Mamdani in New York City, who won.
Largest important city in America.
Yeah, he is going to be taking office January 1st at noontime, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump brought him into the White House and had a.
You know, oh, well.
I'm not saying Trump likes him. I don't think he does.
No.
But he did bring him in and they cut up a little bit. This dangerous ideology is literally being elected by the hundreds.
Yes,
all across our nation in various offices at the federal, state, and local levels. Socialism is clearly on the rise, and there are no signs that it is stopping. In fact, every sign indicates it will continue to mushroom.
That's right.
And one thing is people are ignorant. They don't know. They don't understand.
Well, they're ignorant because for the last 40 or 50 years, our educational system has become more and more socialistic in its pushings. So the product is the students who are now leaders are the students who've been taught error and actually have the idea in their mind that it may have never worked before, but we can make sure it's going to work now.
Yeah. Folks, let me tell you something. Before you send your little Johnny off to college somewhere, state university, you better wake up. You better realize that little Johnny is going to be bombarded with this stuff.
That's right.
They're going to fill his brain with socialism and hate America and capitalism is bad. And I'm not saying everyone turns out bad because they don't. But if someone's not really grounded and strong,
they're
going to get twisted.
Absolutely.
And because the universities are being run by these leftist people.
You know, for decades now, major universities have gotten a great amount of their money from outside American sources, especially the Islamic crowds in the oil-rich countries in the Middle East. And as a result, we have all kinds of professors in these colleges who are pushing these as an agenda. They're not teaching what their subject's all about. They're teaching the indoctrination of their philosophy.
Let me read something else that Brother Hitchcock said. The rise of socialism has profound implications for the future of our nation.
Absolutely.
And given the fact that America is the global leader, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Trump is almost a king of the world
now. Yes.
And I don't believe he's the Antichrist. I believe he's preparing the way, though, in a good way.
Well, I don't think the overall thing is preparing a way. I don't think any of these individuals are. I don't think any of the leaders actually understand that they are really pawns in the hand of the real leader, satanic force.
So the fact that America is the global leader, it has ramification for the entire globe.
Yes. Absolutely.
Sorry for you flat earthers. I said globe. There are globes around, but there's one behind me in that corner. I don't know if you can see it, but the flat earth thing, it's unbelievable. I told my class last night,
I'm teaching science in the Bible, this course in our Bible college. And I had a verse up there and talked about the circle of the earth. I said, oh my, I've got to figure out how to make that a flat.
Listen to this statistic that he gives. A recent survey by the Cato Institute and YouGov paints a very troubling picture.
Mm.
The report found that 62% of Americans from the age of 18 to 29.
They're our next rulers and leaders.
Say that they hold a favorable view of socialism.
Yep.
That's almost two-thirds.
That's what I've been saying. That's the product of the educational system and the failure of the home to ground these children before they got there.
34% have the same thing to say about communism.
Yes, because they're only a step apart.
See, they've never lived under communism.
No.
They've never lived in China.
And they've been presented a a veiled view of communism rather than the bare rotten facts.
They watch their movies and the movies bring out something that's distorted about these things, and they grow with that. They learn it. He said here, socialism is what ultimately comes out of or paves the way for fascism and Marxism.
Yes.
And really communism as well. Socialism is just a road to communism.
It is exactly right.
Socialism leads, this is good right here, socialism leads to tyrants and dictators.
That's exactly it.
And then he said, and that is where the Bible says the world's future is headed.
Exactly.
In the end times. And that was my thought.
He is right. He's exactly right.
That I've had for several weeks now, that this thing of what's our country drifting to the left,
yes,
which is socialism, wokeness, and all this, anti-Bible, anti-Christian. We don't know the difference in a man and a woman anymore. Yeah. What's it leading to? It's leading to what he just said here. Socialism leads to a tyrant or a dictator.
All you've got to do is back up, and this 60-some percent, if they would only back up and get honest view, they'd realize, wait a minute, let's take a look. Who is it that really benefits in the socialist world? It's an elite group that live like kings, and everybody else is just barely getting by.
See, they see the stuff on the news, and they buy into this thing that all these millionaires, and now we got billionaires. It ain't fair.
What's wrong with a man making a million or 10 billion or a billion? He's just exercising his ability. If he's abiding by the law and he's successful, we ought to be cheering that
those
on because
guys,
we have the same opportunity.
Those are the guys that are going to hire my children to work a job and take care of the family.
And what people, you know, they'll look at somebody like my son has an excellent business, and everybody sees, well, look how much money they make. Well, they don't realize how much money it takes to pay you and all the kids, and how much money it takes over here. And just because somebody may make millions of dollars, I wonder how many millions they have had to spend every year in order for that to happen. They just can't see through the forest.
He said here, make a note that both Mussolini and Hitler began as socialists,
that's right,
not communists. And look what
where
this power
it goes.
Does.
Look what you got in China.
Yeah.
You got an elite crowd that lives on, man, they live high on the hog.
And I thought this was interesting down here, Doc. He said, in places like China, let's see, it sounds good to say that people will own everything and there'll be equality.
Yeah.
And they use Acts chapter 2 for that. And it's not what that is saying at all. It sounds good to say we can all be equal.
Yeah.
We can all have the same. But that doesn't happen in socialism. There's the Hitlers and the Mussolinis.
That's right.
Who are up above it. And they're prime example, Zelensky.
That's right. Look what.
Ukraine.
Exactly.
The elites in Ukraine are rich. Their children are not on the battlefield.
Yeah.
They're out of the country. And Zelensky's not out on the battlefield either. And he's raking in tons of money and has for years. That's socialism.
Exactly. But the whole world is gradually moving this way. It's the end times.
It sounds good to say we'll own everything and there'll be equality, but the people inevitably become one person.
Yep.
In Nazi Germany, it was Hitler.
Yep.
The people became that one man, Heil Hitler.
Yep.
And he became a dictator. In Italy, it was a man named Mussolini.
Mussolini.
And it still exists today in places like China and Russia. And here's what I highlighted. Some of the key ideas being spewed out today in America, like cancel culture, defund the police, redistribution of wealth, all sprang from the socialist, Marxist, communist ideology.
That's exactly right.
That very thing.
Exactly right.
You had the thought police back then in Hitler's day.
And you saw what happened just this week. The EU put a fine on X because X wouldn't use their censoring program for the EU because the EU does not want, and the UK is just as bad, they do not want their people to know truth.
Yeah.
They only want propaganda. But Mr. Musk wants them to have equal opportunity. You're getting ready to see some major things in this area.
Now, we have gotten...
Not in America necessarily, but all around the world.
We have gotten to watch Venezuela self-destruct. Venezuela was a very wealthy,
very wealthy,
productive place.
Yes.
Look what it says about it now. We currently see Venezuela, the catastrophic results of socialism gone wild. Right now, Venezuela is a social and economic wasteland. 99% of the citizens live below the poverty line, and most people earn less than a dollar a day. This once flourishing nation, rich in petroleum resources, was previously known for freedom and opportunity.
Yep.
Now it is an oppressed, depressed, empty, and hopeless place. So we've gotten to see that firsthand.
We have. I have an uncle who is a geologist. He was up in the leadership of Mobil. And he and my aunt lived in Venezuela. He ran one of Mobil's big operations down there many years ago. And he said it was one of the most beautiful places, rich. Everybody was flourishing, the whole country. And like you say, now look at it. And here we are. We've elected, we haven't. But people say, well, how in the world could even the Democrat Party, how could they have elected such an avowed socialist to be their governor or their mayor?
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, I think it's a simple thing. What we have done, particularly since World War I and particularly World War II, we've not had necessarily open borders, but we've had an open, loving opportunity, and we have allowed our nation to be invaded by all sorts of cultural groups who, instead of coming like, and you hear it all the time, well, we're a nation of immigrants, so why are we worried about these immigrants? These immigrants are not the same as the immigrants that built this nation. The immigrants that came and built this nation, they still kept some of their culture, but they adapted to the United States.
And they were not put on welfare when they got here.
So here's what's happened. We have brought in all of these culture groups from third country worlds in particular. And what are they doing? They brought their culture with them, but they have not assimilated. No, we brought them in and we put them on a socialistic program. We've given them Medicare. We've given them food assistance. We've given them everything. So here's what's happening. Those big cities are now have more of those, whether they're legal to vote or not, are voting. They are voting for the socialism because they've come here and they have now taken over our country.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, folks, you haven't seen what's coming yet. It's coming.
Well, in the last 4 minutes or so, Doc, let's shift gears here. How did this happen to us?
Yeah.
And I wrote down three or four things, and I'll let you add some things. I said, number one, many Christian conservatives do not vote. It's shocking.
That's true.
I think it's 50% or maybe less.
And it's sad.
And
for those of us that are vets, I'm a Vietnam vet, and that just makes my blood boil.
And so we're allowing other people to dictate how
that's
our
right.
country's going to be
And then
be
we
run.
Complain. And then you turn around and complain.
Yeah. Number two, and I hate to say this, but many of our Christian community and church people are unspiritual.
And they are, because they're eating up with materialism.
Yeah.
It's become more important than God. I told somebody the other day when they was talking about, why can't we get more people active in church? And I said, here's the thing. They see the need of church, but they don't see the necessity of church. Two different things.
Yeah. So, Christianity, unspiritual, unlearned.
Yes.
I wrote down here, ignorant.
They are.
I mean, we're
well, they're
ignorant.
They go for the entertainment. They don't go for the actual Bible instructions.
But here's the big carrot right here, Doc. And I've known this for years. And Ayn Rand, who wrote that famous book in the 50s, she came from Russia. She understood this too. Free stuff.
Yep. Absolutely.
Why do people vote for these people? Because they promise them stuff.
Well, yeah. You know, this guy, he said, I'm going to give you all free bus rides. Now he's trying to figure out how in the world do I pay for free bus rides.
Well, he's going to go after the middle class, go after their money to get money.
Well, did you see the other day that all of the realtors down in Florida are ecstatic because they're selling all kinds of high dollar retail property that all the guys with all that money is leaving out of there. So
yeah.
I'm telling you, folks, what you're seeing happen in New York City is a real possibility of what could happen to the entire United States rather quickly.
I don't remember which of our founders made this statement, but he may have been Ben Franklin, but the statement is this: America will last. Now, this is one of the founders back in the 1700s, 1800s. America, our system will last until the people learn that they can vote themselves money out of the public treasury.
That's right.
Now, I don't know. I wonder if folks understand what he meant there.
That's exactly what's happening.
What he means is you vote for the guy who promises to give you welfare, food, money, free education.
And it doesn't matter who it comes from. In other words, Christian value is what we saw and you read a while ago. You realize you are blessed enough that you can share and help. Doesn't mean that everything is equal. But we... Christian value is to encourage every individual, every Christian, to use what God's given them, to take care of themselves, build business, work, whatever it is. And so because America's becoming less and less Christian, they're wanting somebody else to do it for them. They're not, because real Christianity wants to work.
Yeah. Now, I got one more statement to close us out, Doc, and I want you to run with this. I wrote this down. I typed it, but... Socialism could serve as a precursor to enable the rise of the end time Antichrist.
I agree. We've known all along that the final worldwide kingdom has to be some form of socialism. And this is not just in America that we're seeing. This is happening all over Europe. And I know we're hearing about all the populist people that are getting elected. I'm here to tell you, it takes more than an elected individual to, and you're not going to change the direction that the world is moving for the Antichrist kingdom stage.
Yeah.
And this is, New York City, this is your center hub, basically, of economics. This is the centerpiece of America. And look where it's headed.
Yeah. Yeah, they're letting criminals out of jail in the blue states and blue areas.
Yes.
Minnesota, the governor, for whatever reason, said we're going to bring in more of these Somalis. And nothing against Somalis, but what he means is we're going to bring in some more people we're going to put on welfare. And
I want to get reelected, and I can't without their vote.
Yeah. Well, folks, I hope you know Jesus because time is running out. The Lord is coming back soon. You better make sure you're saved. Contact us if you need any help with that. And until next time, keep your eyes on them sky.